And welcome to 94.1 FM 3WBC with Mike O'Connell and Kath Smalley. How are you, Kath?
Good morning.
It's the first Saturday of the first month of the first year.
Of 20...
First new year, or the new year anyway, not the first
of the
year.
Yeah. 2015.
It is 2015.
Welcome to it.
And how did your New Year celebration go?
It went steady.
Steady. What an exciting...
Everyone's on holiday.
What an exciting term. My New Year celebration were... Steady.
I had friends come and visit us, and we went up.
Listen to this. Do you want to hear something really unprofessional?
Mm.
Do you hear that?
No.
Oh, yeah. I'll try it again.
I did actually, but yep. Yeah. No, that's okay. We were going to do a pub crawl.
Pub crawl.
Yeah.
How old are you? And you're doing pub crawls for New Year's Eve. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, well, you know. We were up on the Gippsland Lakes last year.
Right.
On a bank somewhere between Painesville and Meetung.
Right.
So we got three-way fireworks. So we got the Lakes fireworks, the Meetung and the Painesville one.
Cool.
So yeah, it was pretty good. It was nice and quiet and laid back. And a girlfriend this year said, we want to come to the city. I said, well, you can't go in the city unless you've got accommodation because it's just not worth
it. Yeah. Yeah. So
Yeah.
But it depends whether you like sort of hanging around at 3 in the morning waiting for a taxi.
No. Well,
or getting picked up by strange people.
Puts a dampener on it. That's the, yeah. I mean, the last time I was in the city, now it's going to show my age, it was probably 22 years ago and we booked a room at the Vic.
It's a Vic. And we booked a room at Toad Hall once. Yeah, it's a little backpacker's place on Elizabeth Street.
Oh.
A few years ago. It was awesome because it was just dingy and grotty and backpackerish. And,
yeah.
And we went down there and had a big night out and then crawled back into the middle of the city. And then the next morning we got up and another time we went down and booked a room in St Kilda. Oh, actually, no, we won a room in St Kilda.
You won a room
in St Kilda. Well, not the whole, we didn't win the room. We won a night in the room. And we thought, oh, yeah, that's cool. We just went out and we had a good time around the bars and everything around St Kilda and then stumbled back to the hotel.
Yeah.
Slept the night and then next morning we got up and went down the Esplanade and
had some breakfast.
And then had some breakfast, sobered up and drove home that afternoon. It was awesome.
Yeah. No, it's a good way to do it. So, yeah, so I figured, I said to my girlfriend Floss, I said, well, we can't go into the city because then we've got to find our way back out. So
hang on. Let's go back a bit. You've got a girlfriend called Floss?
It's a nickname.
Okay. I'm not even going to ask why. I'm not. Seriously.
Her daughter's called Little Floss.
Okay. That's fine. Whatever you reckon.
Anyway, so we hung around Brunswick Coburg and there wasn't much open, but that was all right. We'll plan it for next year.
What, did you have a Nepalese meal or something?
We had a Nepalese meal. We went to we were wandering up Sydney Road, taking our fine time about it.
I just get this image of all. Were we sober or drunk? Okay, so,
no,
so you've got this.
We're 50.
You've got this. Yeah, all right. So you were drunk.
No, we weren't.
Yeah.
So I mean, we'd had a couple, but we weren't rolling around inebriated. I'd had a couple of champagnes, a little bit of bubbles. So, no, we had pre-drinks at my place. So did my son and his 20-odd people for a gathering because the party is not until you get to 50.
Yeah.
So we had a couple of drinks at our place and then we headed down to the bottom of Sydney Road because I figure you've got to start off at Bridie O'Reilly's, which is the pub right at the bottom.
Of course, and then work your way up.
And then work our way up. So there was a few little bars that were open, so we did that. And then
outrageous.
Didn't realise it was 10 o'clock and walked into Gurkha's and they were closing and they were lovely. They were lovely to stay open and they gave us a gorgeous meal. So.
Oh, there you go. Well, they deserved a plug then.
They did deserve a plug, yes.
But that's it. We can't plug anywhere else.
No. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Now, hang on. Isn't this show about gardening?
Oh, well, in order to garden,
yeah, very
you need...
good. All right. Well, I'll let you off that one.
Okay.
Yep.
And well, your new year? How was your new year?
My new year was pretty good. We just down at mate's place, had a bit of a spit roast and reasonably quiet, about 20 people there and had a good night and watched all the big fireworks. There's a crowd down the other end of his street that I know spent thousands of dollars on fireworks, automatic fireworks launches, and then another crowd further, a couple of blocks further down do the same thing. So we
it's totally illegal.
I didn't do it.
No.
I didn't do it. And you know, I was going to call the police and inform them. But I thought,
I'll wait on the footbridge.
I'll wait till the show's over, right, to make sure that I get a complete record of everything, and then I'll talk to them. And then I was too drunk. And then I woke up the next morning on his couch, had a leisurely breakfast, and swanned around and talked to a few other people I hadn't seen for a couple of years. They've just moved back from Brisbane or from Queensland, and then and then we wandered off home and had a relaxing afternoon. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, so it was a good start to the year. I didn't get too drunk, actually. I was just very tired.
We're in bed by 1 o'clock because, you know, to make it up until, stay up until midnight's a bit of an effort, so.
So you poor old
thing. I remember year 2000, we actually went walking, girlfriend and I went walking about 4 o'clock in the morning determined to make it through all night. There is no way on this earth I'd be able to do that now.
Oh, and I can still pull it off occasionally, but then I have to spend three days recovering. That's the problem.
The recovery. Yeah.
When you're young, you can go out and party hard and get up the next morning, feel like rubbish, and then but still
yeah,
do
you
what
do, you
need
you
to
go
do.
To work. You just
and then
keep
as you
going.
Get older, it's 2 days, then 3 days, then 4 days, then it's a hospital visit.
Yeah. It's a bit like when you injure yourself; it just doesn't spring back quite the same.
No, I know that. Mm. What are we talking about today?
I don't know. I'm going to talk about gardening. I was going to talk about irrigation, actually.
Irrigation.
Yeah, I think it's very timely.
I wasn't going to say it. I was going to be a good boy, and I wasn't going to go there. I was just going to watch the look on your face. But now you had to say it, didn't you?
I was going.
You know we're going to get complaints, don't you?
No.
Yes, we do. We get complaints about you all the time.
Do we?
Absolutely.
Oh, I don't hear about them.
It's mostly me, but that's beside the point.
Well, there you go. And who listens to you?
Well, not a lot of people. No. Yeah, that's why I'm on this show.
Yes.
Well, that's why I've got you here to make me look good.
Yeah, right.
Come on, focus.
Focus. Okay, I'd like to talk about the pros and cons of drip and sprinkler irrigation.
Right. And I'd like to talk to you about insurance policies. Have you done your insurance policy yet? Do you think you're adequately insured?
Funny you should say that. I probably aren't.
Nobody is. Don't worry about it. Yeah, it's all a farce.
I have no employee super, so I'm thinking I have no life insurance.
Well, there you go.
But
when you're dead, who cares?
No.
You don't care?
Well, the kids are old enough now, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's right. So. Yep, they can dig their own potatoes.
Yeah. Well, the theory used to be that, you know, if one of us went, then somebody had to, you didn't want to.
Leave them alone.
Well, if you're going to grieve, you don't need to be poor and grieve. Better to have a bit of something.
Well, that's true.
A bit of backup.
What's that thing? Money can't buy happiness, but it makes misery a lot easier to handle.
That's the one. Yeah.
And what else? And the other thing that makes life a lot easier to handle is gardening.
It does.
Let's get back on topic, shall we?
Yes, let's get back on topic.
Why are you talking about insurance anyway?
I don't know. You brought it up.
No, I'm not going to go back and listen to it. I probably did.
Yeah, you did.
Anyway, you're going to talk about irrigation.
I'd like to talk about irrigation because I figure it's very timely. It's stinking hot out there and windy.
Oh,
and
is it hot and windy?
It's hot and windy.
Unbelievably hot and windy.
So everything's drying out and I'm standing there with I've avoided having any irrigation in my back garden for years, but I've actually ruined the soil with using recycled water from the washing machine.
Oh, okay.
And I just...
Exclusively or almost exclusively?
I had a problem around... flood irrigating and I've really stuffed the profile is a really nice way of putting it.
Yeah, the soil becomes hydrophobic.
And, it is so hydrophobic and I actually lifted a bed, replanted it, and it lowered the level so it wasn't getting any slope on it.
Yep.
And it's still diabolical. Oh, it's just got native grasses in it. But anyway, I'm halfway through putting fixed risers irrigation in. So I've got a very small garden. I'll get you there this year after you get back from India.
Excellent.
but I'm going to put – so it's all on tank water. So I figure I can water to my heart's content. I don't mind drip irrigation, but you've got to put it in, you've got to put it in properly. It's got to be 20 to 30 centimetres, in grid. You can't just, people just snake it through.
Yeah. I've done that a few.
It doesn't work. So also it doesn't work on seedlings. So I don't think.
I've been cunning with my garden occasionally because I've got in some of the garden beds, I have two drip lines.
Yes.
And so the garden beds may be 1 meter wide
or
about there or 1.2 or something like that. I'll put two drip lines in so that they're about 40 centimeters apart. But the drippers are only, it's one of those brown drip lines, you know, the ones pre-done drippers.
Mm-hmm.
I have some other standard drippers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I do is I plant the seedlings at the dripper.
Okay.
Not the other way around.
Yep.
So I actually use the dripper's spacings for my plantings.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, that would work.
Until the birds move the dripper lines out of the way because they're not tied down, of course.
Well, you've got to peg them down.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. But I've had birds pick them out, drag them out of the way because the pegs obviously aren't long enough or strong enough or something. And, yeah. Hmm. My chook feeder, talking about chook feeders.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I've got one of those grandpa chook feeders, the treadle one.
The one that you made?
Yeah. Mm. I went around there yesterday to see if the chooks were okay because it was quite hot.
Mm-hmm.
And there was two damn minor birds tag-teaming, both standing on the thing to get the weight up so the lid would open. I thought, you cheeky little mongrels.
Oh, it's very...
So I'm going to have to find a way of... I'm going to have to put a weight on the lid now slightly to make sure that you have to be a chook to open the lid. I thought, you swine.
They are very
smart. Well,
they're not
swine, obviously. But if they're swine, I'd be having
pests.
Bacon. There's very few things I hate in this world, but minor birds are one of them.
Minor birds definitely I hate.
I just like...
Don't like.
No. Anyway.
There's two black crows at the end of our street that have taken up residence when the and they hang around when it's garbage night.
Oh, really?
And you wouldn't believe the amount of mess they made.
I reckon Christmas. I could. Yeah. I like blackbirds.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're very... Well, I suppose if the bins were...
If the bins were
sealed,
what?
Sealed and not overflowing, then they wouldn't be able to get into them. But mind you, they'd be saying that the minor birds can sit on the chook feeder, then you'd think a crow would be smart enough to open up a bin lid if it wanted to.
Yeah, but the bin lids are a little bit heavier.
A little bit heavier? Yeah. And they get their beak in the little handle and...
Oh. No.
Okay. There goes that fairy.
if it was light enough. But, yeah, those, okay. You're talking about the big green bins, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so the thing is.
Oh, well, the 120 meters.
Yeah,
they've got to get.
The trouble is, you've got to get leverage.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's getting the leverage.
I mean, they couldn't sort of grab it with their beak and then fly up.
No.
This is like. I'm just getting these images of this Monty Python sketch. A European swallow or an African swallow?
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, back onto the sprinklers. So what I'm doing is I'm putting in a 19 mil system so that we can get decent sprinkler heads in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting adjustable heads on each one. So what I want to do is I've got, I've got shrub beds either side of the lawn.
Right.
And the lawn's the lawn's about 3 metres by 5 because it's a very small garden.
Yes.
So, and then it has quite deep shrub beds either side. So I'm putting them, adjustable sprinklers at either end of the lawn on the corners.
Yeah.
So that they can be adjusted to either do the shrubs or do the shrubs in the lawn.
Okay. So, cool.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that once I've put those in and I've re-wetted the soil yet again and we get over this hot spell, it will all work. So put it all on a battery timer so it can be set and forget.
Yep.
And the battery timer just runs on a 9-volt battery, so that's very simple.
Yeah, you can swap those batteries back and forth with your smoke detector.
You could. I wouldn't recommend that, by the way.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because
you might end up with hydrophobic soil and dead garden.
Yeah, well, that's
true. Let alone what might happen if your smoke alarm's not working.
Well, that's true. But then if your house burns down, you won't be worried about your garden.
You won't be worried about your garden.
Yeah.
If you had to choose between the automatic irrigation system on the battery timer and your smoke alarm, I recommend you go for the smoke alarm.
Okay. You'll have a house, you'll have nothing
just
to eat,
so
but you'll have a house.
Get sued.
No, you should always change your smoke alarm batteries.
Yes.
And you should also always change your water,
the trouble
your sprinkler
is that
batteries.
You take them out and I think, it can't possibly be flat, but you can't take the risk. So.
Touch it on your tongue. Oh. Don't touch it on your tongue, people. We used to do that to test the batteries and
is
yes.
Is that what you do?
Well, if you touch an 9-volt battery on your tongue, it tingles and it tingles really strongly, really painfully.
I used to do that when I was a kid.
Yeah. But if you put two together and do it, you can kill yourself.
Oh, well, don't do that.
Yeah, as I found
don't
out.
Don't try that at home.
I found out when I was a kid, I put two together and thought, if one makes the tongue tingle and bounce back in my face,
you didn't.
Let's do two. So I connected two in series and left the other two unconnected and touched on my tongue, and my eyes rolled back in my head and I collapsed on the floor.
Really?
Yeah. The only thing that saved my life, I think, was the fact that when I hit the ground, the batteries popped out of my mouth. And I thought...
And there was born an electrical engineer.
And I thought, oh, I won't do that again.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I called my brother. Hey, try this.
No.
No, I didn't really. I wouldn't be so horrible.
Oh.
No, I wouldn't be. No.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't be.
Right.
No.
Okay.
No. you want to play a track?
Yeah, why not?
Do you reckon? What do you reckon my chances are of actually figuring out how to drive this thing again? It's been a month.
Don't know. It's been a month, and yeah, it's a new year and a new.
You want to try? Let's try. Let's just keep talking, and if music appears, we'll stop.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Are we going to intro the track then?
Well, I thought it'd be a nice little segue. I was going to play something completely different. I was going to play something about summer in the city or something like that. And then we talked about something else, and I thought, oh, this would be a really good song. It's a nice little Beatles number.
Oh,
so okay. Let's see if it works, shall we? Is it going?
Hard Day's Night?
No, it's not Hard Day's Night. And no, it's not working either.
Oh, okay.
All right. So.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Well, back onto the irrigation. So, so once I've got all that set up, and so most of the garden will be on 360-degree adjustable sprinklers, and then I'll have a few strip sprinklers.
Yeah.
And for the narrower beds, all off tank water so I can water to my heart's content.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go for – once I've – I still need to re-wet the whole thing because it's all hydrophobic and shocking. And
did you actually fork it or anything like that to open up the soil?
It's called mechanical agitation.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that last time. Mechanical agitation. Mechanical agitation. There has to be something in there. Mechanical agitation just seems too good a term to just leave hanging like that.
It's like some of the Latin plant names that are really good, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We went through that last time, didn't we? Yes, okay, but I was thinking more of the lawns. I mean, you don't want to mechanically agitate the lawns too much, do you?
No, I fork them, but
just the hand
fork.
At
the moment,
or?
They've got the lap pool sitting on top of them, so.
Okay. Well, that's not going to help them grow much.
No, but what's the temperature going to be today?
Oh, well, there we go. Fair enough.
No, in actual fact, we are getting off irrigation again. Well, kind of, no, because it'll be flood irrigation. We bought. Santa bought our family a blow-up pool.
Oh, really?
And the two young adults in our family thought that would be a good thing to put up on the balcony.
Okay.
And
broke the balcony?
No, we both looked at them and said, and they did not understand.
There was a woman a couple of years ago who did that, actually.
There's started been filling a few up balcony collapses.
Yeah, well, put out a waterbed and she went shopping because the waterbed takes hours to fill up and she came back and there was no balcony.
Yeah. Well,
It was in pieces on the ground.
Yeah, it was in pieces on the ground. It wasn't the balcony up in the air.
And she was in flats too. She wasn't like...
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes. So, no, they didn't understand that the 1,000 litres that it took from... And I had no idea how much it would take to fill it, but I knew that it took half the tank out the front to fill it.
Right.
1,000 litres of water, so one tonne.
One tonne, yep.
So we decided we'd better put it up in the backyard before they decided they put it up on the balcony.
Yeah,
so,
good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
And I think now that we've demonstrated to them that it's a lot of water... and you can't put a ton of water up on the balcony.
Well, it wouldn't take the loading.
No.
Anyway, hey, you want to try this again?
Yeah, let's try the track.
Yeah, let's try the track again. By the way, if it does work, you're on 94.1 FM, 3WBC. If it doesn't, we don't know what station you're on.
No, with Mike and Kathy. On the good earth.
Here we go now.
Apparently we're talking gardens.
Here we go.